UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The government will be spending over $4 billion this year on infrastructure upgrades in Ocharia, St. Anne. Work has already started on the Ocharia's promenade on the waterfront, and the transformational program is set to increase the aesthetic appeal of the tourist mecca. Funds for renovation are being provided by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, and the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ. Stay with us to find out more on this week's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjui James Sawyer. The town of Ocharias in St. Anne is set to boost its bid to be the island's prime tourist center, with the development of a promenade extending from the Ocharias Marina to the entry gate of the Ocharias Bay Beach. This forms part of a multi-billion dollar redevelopment program slated for the resort town, in keeping with the recent announcement by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, will be managing some of the works under the program through funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. It will extend over 300 meters and will feature multicolored interlocking pavers, areas for seating, and shopping kiosks.
We are going to be spending $270 million on improving that promenade. So when the tourists come off the ship and they are walking around, they feel the sense of pride that we take in our tour.
The upgrading works will be carried out as part of the Ocharias Improvement Project and will be completed along Turtle Walk Phase 5B Marina Entry to Ocharias Bay Beach. It represents the sixth of 10 designated phases of the Ocharias Enhancement Project, geared at enhancing the experience of visitors to the island. Also included in the plans to improve Ocharias is the overhaul of the market area and creation of a modern transportation center. This is expected to cost $1.2 billion over the life of the project.
We are not doing that for tourists, because tourists don't want to come to an artificial attraction.
No.
Tourists want to come and see the genuine, real thing of how we live as a people. And we want to show the world that as a people, we live in class and style. And that we live in peace and dignity. That we keep our environment clean. That we are orderly. But that we are also equitable and fair in our society. That we protect our environment, and we protect the vulnerable, and we protect our children.
Mr. Holness was speaking in Ocharias at the first of a series of town hall meetings geared at communicating the government's plans and policies. Construction of the artisan village will start later this year, with works projected at $80 million. The village will add to the authentic Jamaican cultural experience when completed. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that Ocharias has been a UDC designated area since 1968 and has the distinction of being Jamaica's first planned resort town? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.